people of Britain, this is your Prime Minister. Relaxed denim shirt, enjoying my holidays tan, sunburnt bald patch. A Maori poll has revealed that 68% of Britons are proud to be working class. Much like a man at the heart of my government, a gruff northerner, often ridiculed in the press because he refuses to be anything other than proudly working class. And that man, of course, is me. Sincere flat cap, bemused whippet, sweat stained chip on me shoulder. I by gum, it were tough, growing up it were, round ours. E, it were a right long way up that hill on the school run in our 4x4. So let's all go down the rubber dub Met bar, have a skinful of Chardonnay, and gather round the Joanna for a right old knees up to Stravinsky's Opus number 23.
Ringers at the Edinburgh Festival.
Hello, this is Ned Sherrin at the Edinburgh Festival, or Neddy Does Eddie. And what an extraordinary place the festival is. Yesterday I watched an exhibition of naked taekwondo, a version of La Traviata performed by gay bikers in cling film. And a Thai ladyboy defecating on a coffee table. Then I left my hotel room and went to see some shows. Now, as you know, Radio 4 always brings a selection of programmes to record at the festival, where to fit in they have to be a bit more extreme. This year's highlights include Sandy Toksvig in the Extreme Jim Rose Circus News Quiz.
Yes, yes, and before Jeremy Hardy does another 10-minute socialist rant, I'd like to take this opportunity to saw Alan Corran in half with a chainsaw.
Even Radio 4's traditionally staid afternoon play has got into the spirit of Edinburgh. As usual, it's the poignant but ultimately heartwarming tale of a housewife who loses her favourite tablecloth but then finds it again, starring Judi Dench and Martin Jarvis.
I've lost my tablecloth.
But it was your favourite.
Oh. No, look, here it is.
Oh, good. Well, this calls for a celebration. What shall we do?
What I'd like to do now is put my head in this lion's mouth while juggling these explosives.
All of which brings us to the pick of the fringe so far. Jenny Murray's X-rated ventriloquism show, My Vagina's Monologue. Make up your own jokes if you so wish. That's it. We're out of time. Join us next year.
My name is Greg Dyke. And I am Director General of the BBC. Not a lot of people know that. Now you do. David Lidiment has been shooting his mouth off, saying that I'm not a fit person to be running the BBC. No one disses me like that. No one. So, I'm going to arrange for something really, really horrible to happen to Mr. Lidiment. I'm going to get him his old job back running ITV.
Hello, I'm Lowry Turner. Welcome to another edition of Would Like to Meet, the show where we get a bunch of social cripples together and get them to advise people on dating. This week, we've a lovely man who's had no luck in the dating game, John Merrick, the Elephant Man. Style consultant Jay Hunt knows she's got a real challenge. She'll need makeup, a wig, and a plastic surgeon, but she'll still look like a man in drag. So now she sets to work on the Elephant Man. My God, what's that on your head?
Oh, it's a filthy, dirty, sweat-stained brown bag.
OK, first thing, Elephant Man, we ditch the bag, OK? I mean, women like to see men in designer labels. Here, put this Paul Smith bag over your head instead. Yeah, you look hot. Confidence coach Jeremy senses some issues.
Now, this might be a long shot, but I'm sensing from all that stooping and cowering and hiding in the shadows that you suffer from low self-esteem. And I know exactly why that is.
Because I look like a horrible monstrosity that causes people to back away horrified at the merest glimpse of me.
No, it's definitely your haircut.
So wearing a fresh Harrods bag and sporting a trendy David Beckham-style Mohican haircut, the Elephant Man travels to a chic London bar for some flirting tips from Tracy Cox. The trick is to appear interested in a girl, but not too interested. So, if I were you, I'd ease off on the dribbling.
I've always thought it was my best feature.
Hello and welcome back to Film 2002 with me, Jonathan Wass, the only reviewer who went to see Austin Powers for the fashion tips. After the US buys formats for The Weakest Link, Dog Eat Dog, and now amazingly Coupling, it's become clear that Hollywood is now desperate to buy up any old rubbish that's been on British television and turn it into a big-budget extravaganza.
In a world where danger lurks round every corner, where no one can be trusted, where a split-second decision will mean the difference between life and death, you'll find the public information films. Russell Crowe stars as Rolf Harris. Learn to swim. Kids in water, they love it. I should know. When I was just a boy, just V1 years of age, I fell into the lily pond at the back of the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius' house. I somehow managed to scramble my way to the bank, frighten the wits out of my mum and dad. So teach your kids to swim. At my signal, dive to the bottom of the pool in your pajamas.
Eddie Murphy and Marlon Brando star in Charlie the Cat Says Don't Play with Matches.
Now listen, I may only be 5 years old, yeah, but I'm sure gonna have one hell of a time lighting up this match right here.
Oh, the thing about it. It's a thing in the puss.
What are you trying to say, Charlie? Just spit it out, man. Come on, I can't understand a single word of this gibberish, man. For all I know, I could be about to burn myself to a cinder, you mumbling mutter.
Oh, that makes sense. That's
While Arnold Schwarzenegger stars as Green Cross Man Dave Prowse.
We've got to cross the road.
Let's cross here.
Stop!
Oh, look, it's the Green Cross Man.
You two kids are standing on the cab, preparing to cross the road. There is only one thing to do. They won't be disobeying the rules again. Remember, always use the Green Cross code, because I won't be there when you cross the road, blowing up all the cars with my big gun.
Classical music shop?
Yes. Yeah, that's the classical music store.
It is, yes.
Oh, that's excellent. I required some information about a particular piece of music.
Right.
My name's Brian Sewell, by the way. I'm just researching a program for BBC 37.
Right.
Which will attempt to explore how the genres of art and music have inextricable and mutual influence upon the respective fields of each. I mean,
right.
For example, if you study many, I don't know if you're familiar, but if you study many of the works of Michael von Bett and his Belgian oratorio in particular, which is called We Wish Jouwe Wombling Me Re Christmas. And I wanted information upon a piece by Berlioz.
Right, yes.
One of his later works, which very much influenced the Belgian master artist Rolf Harris. who did many interesting pieces. Do you know what piece that is by Berlioz that influenced Rolf Harris?
I don't off the top of my head, Mr. Sewell. I mean, I can certainly try and look into it for you, if you'd like.
Are you aware of the later stages of Berlioz as well?
Not without really having sort of catalogues and dates to hand.
Let me remind you of the piece as I remember it. Mm.
Rightmore, no, since they say I am the sexiest man in Jamaica, and the girls love me, and I will never go cold, so I say, put the Dormouse down.
Is it something like that?
Yeah, that'll be Berlioz's Jamaican stage, yeah. Well, his Jamaican work's very hard to get hold of now, you see.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yeah, I'd... You might want to try Virgin or HMV.
That's a very wise piece of advice.
Okay.
Well, do send that piece across to me, and while you're at it, if you can find Shostakovich and...
I like to move it, move it! I like to move it!
Then send that also.
I'll certainly do my best for you.
And thank you for being impressed when I phoned.
This is BBC Two, Kirsty Wark like a man, Vinon Paxman like a woman. Later I'll be presenting highlights from The Fringe and The Edinburgh Show. That's except for viewers in BBC Scotland who are all in Barbados thanks to the rent money they've creamed off desperate English actors. But now, your money or your life with Alvin Hall.
Hi, I'm Alvin Hall. If there was an accountant in the Village People, it'd be me. This week, I'm offering my unique blend of brain-numbingly obvious financial advice and silly analogies to a man who uses his credit card like it's Peter Stringfellow's penis.
Yeah, hi, Alvin, yeah.
Now, because what I talk about is done in a little complex, I illustrate my points with stupid props.
Right.
So imagine your finances are this Black Forest ghetto.
Yes.
Your problem is you have too much debt or frosting.
Yes, but that doesn't begin to explain the process by which I got into this situation, does it?
Really? Your debt is the frosting.
Yeah, but it's not as simple as, you know, just calling it...
Look at the frosting!
It's just not an adequate way
The frosting!
Well, now you've expressed it in cake form, I understand the problem. Thanks, Alvin.
That's all for this week. My name's Jane Asher. Goodbye.
Hello. My name is Greg Dyke. Now... Some ponts at the Broadcasting Standards Association reckons BBC cop shows are bland and formulaic. And I don't like that. Because that man must be going through my bins. How does he know the name of our brand new cop show on BBC One, eh? That's right. Barry Formulaic is a hard-drinking detective who doesn't play by the rules. Sarah Bland is his sexy new partner. And together... They're bland and formulaic.
New from BBC Enterprises, a special DVD that fans of 24 will love. Yes, it's all the bits from 24 that were missing because the Americans were on an advert break, including 8:57 and 41 seconds, 6:29 and 35 seconds, and 11:19 exactly. Also featuring the director's commentary.
Where is Dennis Hopper's accent going? I mean, why is he Nigerian?
And a special exclusive feature, 25, the hour directly after 24.
Jack, I'm really sorry about your wife. Me and the team, we...
Just hold on. There's something I have to do right now.
Yeah, we just wanted to express our deepest, you know, sympathies.
Oh, boy, I needed that. Now let me just recharge my phone, sleep for a week, eat a horse, and then I'll be right with you.
24. The special edition. Relive the magic. and realized it was actually nonsense from start to finish.
Can I help you, he said. Nice shoes, I said. You bet, he said. How much, I said. You can't put a price on the stars, he said. Talk straight, I said. Or the moon, he said. I must have those shoes, I said. You can't afford them, he said. How'd you know, I said. I'm an employee at Barclays Bank and I have access to your account, he said. Then give me an overdraft, I said. No, he said. I'll go to another bank then, I said. We're all the same, he said. I'd strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger, I said. Join the queue, he said. I got a gun, I said. Why do you think we have bulletproof glass, he said. I'd like to speak to the manager, I said. You can write to him, he said. And then what, I said. He writes back and charges you 25 quid for the letter, he said. Just put him on the phone, I said. Too late, he said. We're closed, he said. I can't repeat what I said.
Hello, and welcome to Watercolor Challenge. With me, Hannah Gordon, the woman who makes Fern Britton look dangerously unhinged. Today's a special show focusing on the different methods of artists today and 100 years ago. On the modern side, we have Arthur Hughes from Hereford. How are you finding the river view, Arthur?
Well, Hannah, I had a bit of difficulty capturing the water, but I've adjusted my colostomy bag and I'm fine now.
That's super. Do you think your methods would have been the same 100 years ago?
Oh, no. I imagine I'd have just weed in a bucket.
Lovely. Enjoy the... Next, on behalf of artists 100 years ago, I'm delighted to welcome the post-impressionist master, Vincent van Gogh. Hello to you, Vincent.
Yeah, also, please help me, because I think that I am having one of my terrifying hallucinations.
Oh, don't worry, that's just my new scarf. Are you going to paint something lovely for us today, Vincent?
No, because my painting is not lovely. It is also a distortion and exaggeration of shape and color to convey the most dark elemental emotions. I do not paint chocolate boxes like him.
Oh, I see. You want a piece of me, do you? How many paintings have you sold in your entire life, Beardy? One. I've sold 3. Now stick that in your cog and smoke it, you Benelux freak.
Yeah, come on.
Super. Well, that's all for today, but join us tomorrow when I'll be telling Jackson Pollock that his paintings don't look like anything, but are super anyway. Goodbye. So, our Would Like to Meet team have done an incredible job transforming the Elephant Man from a hideous monstrosity into a hideous monstrosity with a trendy haircut and a Paul Smith bag over his head. Time now for his final date. So, what sort of work do you do?
Well, I appear before an unruly mob who spit and hurled vicious insults at me and hurled bits of rotten fruit.
Oh, right. So how long have you worked for the DSS? Unfortunately, Sam soon makes her excuses and leaves early. The team console Elephant Man. Elephant Man, you must be gutted.
Oh, not at all, Tracy. You see, when I was at the bar drowning my sorrows, I got chatting to this gorgeous young blonde with a body to die for, and she agreed to come home with me on the spot.
Way to go, trunk boy!
Oh, yes, but I am a little worried what happens when Billy sobers up and realizes I'm not really Chris Evans.
Hello, Arthur, how may I help you?
Hello, and a very, very good evening. I was
good
hoping...
evening, good afternoon.
Yes, that may well be so, but not forever. Certainly can't be prudent at this time. Now, yes, quite.
This is just a switch row, by the way.
Yes, it is, but it may well evolve into something much more interesting in about 10 or 12 years. We'll have to wait and see. But NASA already have very many plans, so we can't wait to find out what they are. It's going to be very, very exciting. Yes, what did I phone for? Yes, somebody who deals with sport programming is the person to whom I would like to speak to answer my inquiry.
Hello, ITV Sport.
Yes, and a very good evening to you. I was watching the Premiership classified results the other day.
Right.
And I found them very, very fascinating and very, very informative and therefore most enjoyable.
Excellent.
However.
Right.
The football classified results.
Yes.
I timed them with a very simple chronograph. And the football results took 17 and a half minutes to be completed.
Right.
Which is exactly why I would like to put myself forward to audition now for reading the classified football results. This is how the classified results should sound. Arsenal 2, Birmingham 0, Aston Villa 0, Liverpool 1, Blackburn 0, Sunderland 0, Charlton 2, Chelsea 3, Everton 2, Tottenham 2, Fulham 4, Bolton 1, Leeds 3, Manchester City 0, Man United 1, West Brom 0, Sunderland 0, Middlesbrough 0.
That's very quick indeed. You've not been doing any racing commentary by any chance?
No, 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 no. Do you think I could do this? Do you think I could get a job as reading the classified football results?
Well, we're actually, we have people doing it already.
Well, fire them and employ me.
Well, perhaps I can suggest that you sent your CV in to us.
I am Sir, and I don't think you need much more of a CV than that.
Indeed not, but there are certain procedures that we have to go through.
Well, bugger them, I'm a legend, I'll start immediately. See you on Monday.
Just when you thought it was safe to go riding your bike at night without a light, whilst diving into a lake, as you forget to unplug the TV at night whilst overtaking a car at a junction, comes Public Information Films The Movie 2. Nicholson and De Niro star in Play It Safe Near Substations.
I couldn't help but notice you climbed through a hole in that goddamn fence. What do you think you're doing, boy? I'll tell you what I'm doing, boy. I'm gonna go into that electricity substation and retrieve my goddamn frisbee. And when I reach out to grab it, I'm gonna be fried by 10,000 volts of goddamn lousy special effects. And you know what you're gonna do, boy? No, what am I gonna do? You're gonna stand by helplessly with a stupid look in your face and scream your goddamn lungs out. There's no way I'm gonna do that. Huh? You say your prayers, you goddamn sign-ignoring, pylon-climbing, tank-top-wearing 70s kid. It's not firing, my big gun. It always fires. What's wrong with my big gun, huh?
I put a goddamn safety thing on. That's what's wrong with it, because Charlie says never play with large guns inside.
Yeah? Is that right? Well, take this, you goddamn safety-conscious, busybody, know-it-all cartoon muggy.
That's just about all the pretentiously pointless argument we've got time for on tonight's Late Review. The panel were Jermaine Greer, Tony Parsons, and finding an argument even where there isn't one just be annoying was Tom Pawlin. Join us on Monday when...
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Sorry, Tom.
No, 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 I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. Oh, no, 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 no. I want to shoot the whole day down.
Well,
shoot it all down.
Yes, an interesting perspective. Jermaine?
Well, Monday, so good to me. Monday was all I hoped it would be.
Tom Pawlin?
Oh, did I mean it's such a rubbish? I mean, every other day of the week is fine, but whenever Monday comes, you'll find me crying all the time.
It's absolute poppycock. Monday won't go away.
No, nonsense. I mean, Monday, you can't trust that day.
I assure you, Monday, it's here to stay.
If I could just come back here, Tony Parsons, what did you think?
I've got Friday on my mind. You're listening to Today. The fall in the Conference Board Index in the US adds to an already complex and contradictory picture of an economy in turmoil. To shed light on this situation, I'm joined by our economic correspondent.
Hi, I'm Alvin Hall. Now, John, I'd like you to imagine that the U.S. economy is this glass of apple ties. By drinking a small amount, I can show you the change in the U.S. economy.
Right. How much of this is down to the recent corporate scandals?
The U.S. economy is the apple ties.
Yeah, but the actual state of the economy is far...
Look at the apple ties!
You are barely scratching the surface of...
The apple ties!
Well, thank you. Now that you have expressed it in fizzy pop terms, I understand the problem completely. Thanks, Albert. Coming up later, I'll be talking to John Prescott, or as I like to imagine him, a great big fat pie.
My name is Greg Dyke. Not a lot of people know that, but now you do. Here at the Corporation, we're rightly proud of those shows we put on purely for charity reasons. Children in Need, Comic Relief, and of course, Remotely Funny with Eamon Holmes. Come on, I mean, you got to feel sorry for him. Imagine if you looked like that. Oi, oi, Yentob, stop doing that to Pudsey Bear. You'll have his other eye out.
You've been listening to Dead Ringers. It was performed by John Culshaw, Jan Ravens, Mark Perry, Kevin Connolly and Phil Cornwell. It was written by Tom Jameson and Neff Fountain, John Holmes, Peter Reynolds, Chris Thompson, Lawrence Howarth, John Culshaw and Tony Roach. The producer is Bill Dare.